In this unair-conditioned loft near Atlanta's Sweet Auburn District, Sean Lee turns metal oil cans into gritty-sounding electric guitars.
Just from it, like, rubbing up against your body, just you get like a really unique tone.
Sean and brother Adam heard a street musician play an oil can guitar on a visit to their native South Africa. They brought one back. People started asking about it. So last year, they used crowdfunding site Kickstarter to found Bohemian Guitars.
Our goal was $32,000, and we did $55,000 after about 35 days.
Adam Lee gets crowdfunding better than anybody I've ever met before.
That's Jeff Bacarius. His Atlanta-based startup called Spark Market is about to help Bohemian Guitars raise $150,000 to expand. To do it, they'll sell shares to anyone in Georgia.
And so the securities laws here in the state of Georgia have changed very favorably.
Since the 1930s, federal regulations meant to curb fraud have made it cost prohibitive for small businesses to seek public investment. But in 2011, the Invest Georgia exemption open that door. Vincent Russo is general counsel for the Georgia Secretary of State.
We wanted to have an environment in place where the market could determine whether this type of mechanism would work.
Russo says nobody really understood the potential of the law until recently. That's opened the door for platforms like Spark Market and competitor Sterling Funder to create a new crowdfunding phenomenon. And it could mean more small businesses like Bohemian Guitars open their doors here in Georgia.
Pass me the tuner.
Kansas is the only other state with similar rules. Jim Burris, WABE News.